CNN's Cuomo, Trump is doing a happy dance with 215,000 dead Americans. By Pam Key on October 13, 2020. CNN Cuomo primetime anchor Chris Cuomo said that President Donald Trump was doing a happy dance at his campaign rally while 215,000 Americans had died due to the coronavirus pandemic during his Tuesday broadcast. Cuomo said, "Trump, on the other hand, knows he needs a knockout. He is going for broke. Every punch is a haymaker. He's swinging wildly. Every line is an insult, every rally is likely to get someone sick. And you will not hear him say to put on masks. Even though followers tell us they would do it if he asked. Like I said, he's going for broke. But here's Trump's problem. Here's his problem with the analogy. He's not fighting one opponent. He's fighting two. He's swinging at Biden, but he keeps getting hit by the pandemic. America went from first to worst in terms of cases and deaths, and leadership has to be a reason why. Florida and now Pennsylvania, two places that Trump needs. Pennsylvania tonight, Florida last night, going back to Florida. Why? They are crucial. Had he won them? Now they're up for grabs, at best. The pandemic that he is saying is no big deal. That he actually caught and needed to get two experimental treatments in the hospital to beat. Is not only going away, it's in full effect in both of those states. He continued, now, the irony is if Trump actually took on the pandemic that is punching him in the face, he might win the election. We would surely be in better shape. Instead, he's running away from the opponent. He's pretending it's not even a real fight for us. That coronavirus will just magically leave the ring. He says he's going to give you a big fat kiss. But he's not doing anything to get you the medicine that made him healthy again. Why isn't it for everybody? Why doesn't he have the wall mentality about getting us well? He thinks he's passed the test of leadership, but he's not getting us the testing we need at work and schools with our kids. It's a mess. We can't get back to business. We can't get our kids on the right track because we can't protect the right people the right way. But instead of throwing everything, we've got at the virus. He's throwing everything at the one man that you really trust when it comes to the pandemic, Fauci. He is actually once again, he didn't learn his lesson, right? That's Trump doubles down on dumb, attacking Tony Fauci again for his prognostications. The president literally told us it would disappear like a miracle. That we'll be down to zero cases in February. You said it affects no one, ignoring the millions of us who have died or lost someone or been sick. It affects no one? You and your wife got it. The White House is a cluster. You still telling us it's not worth attacking with everything we've got? Cuomo added, we are on the ropes in this fight thanks to pure Trumpery. No, I'm not making fun of the president's name. That's his game. Trumpery is a real word from long before Trump. It means worthless nonsense as in all flash, no cash, all show, no go. It derives from Old English trompery, deceit, French tromper, to deceive. This president's name could not be a better fit. He and his people like to play with mob references, right? Especially when it comes to me. There's one that applies to him in his last desperate round of antics. Then he said he wants to go into the crowd and give everyone a kiss, remember the Godfather? It's a kiss all right, it's Il Bacio della Morte, the kiss of all kisses, the kiss of death. You want to kiss people right after catching COVID when not wearing masks in close quarters is making us sick. It's killing us. His reaction, I want to kiss all of you as I dance the night away. After playing a clip of Trump dancing at his rally last night, Cuomo said, look at him, YMCA. Is he dancing, or is that some of the long-haul COVID symptoms I haven't heard of yet? Is he all right? He is okay, 215,000 dead. He's doing his whatever happy dance, masquerading as if you don't need a mask. Not once has had he done a moment of silence for all those who have been lost, all those families at any of his rallies. But soon enough, he's going to be the one doing the talking. The fight is going to end soon, and he'll listen to your decision because ultimately you're the judge. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.